As much as I like to fight everyone, I'm having a pretty good time here. Why you mad? Why you mad? Why you mad? Why you mad?
All right, hey, Louisa.
Hi, Jake. How's it going?
Ooh, you know.
Fiery Twitter. Oh, actually, it's like a fiery online week in general. I think it's probably because everybody's so horny in anticipation of horny summer.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what's happening?
Man, yeah, there's an energy in the air because of the fucking...
Because we didn't plan on talking about this, but I just remembered this is our first time checking in since our... now infamous Patreon episode.
I mean, you don't have to draw attention to it if you don't want, but yeah.
No, absolutely. It's been deleted.
Oh, is it really?
No, for the second time. So I just want to clarify to any new Patreon listeners, if you didn't get it, you missed it. And sorry, just, you know, try to stick around for the next time that we get drunk and act silly on mic. But other than that, Twitter has been going crazy. And then I'm like, I mean, I guess I should ask you how you've been doing and everything, but I want to jump right into this kind of.
Here's the long and short of it: I'm banned from Twitter. I'm playing Dark Souls. I'm working out a lot.
That's good.
And, yeah, I don't know. I'm in a weird post-breakup-y self-improvement.
Yeah, so you're going to get hot? Is that what's going to happen?
Nah. I'm going to attempt to.
I'm trying.
I'm just trying to get rid of that core fat, man. I'm just trying to feel better.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm starting to become a believer in the somatic thing of just your body feels better than your brain does.
I mean, it's true. I hate how true it is. It makes me really mad, actually.
Yeah. Also, being banned from Twitter, it's like, it's so annoying because I'm like, I do feel better. Like, this thing is bad for you.
I told you. We talked about this. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going a little bit crazy, but like after a day or two, you go like, oh, right. No, there's all this time in the day and stuff. You don't have to be staring at your phone all day.
Yeah, we talked about it a couple of weeks. I was on that better path, but then both the approach of horny summer and the fact that I had like workers in here today doing like construction stuff, I was like, ugh, I couldn't really work or work out or do anything. So I was on Twitter all day, basically. Like, I was doing work, you know, but I have construction sounds going on all around me. So I'm constantly distracted. So I kept checking Twitter doing work. So in case my boss is listening, oh, my God, I totally was doing work. Anyway, as I was looking at Twitter, Jake, while you were suspended, I mean, I guess you probably caught some of this. But I know as we were catching up before that you didn't hear, you probably didn't, like, dig into it as I did.
I caught the first part of it. And then I heard there's other stuff that happened.
Yeah, man. And I do want to say this thing about Austin. So hold on. Let me not forget that. Let me write that down. But we can leave that until later for a natural connection. Weird thing happening on Twitter today/yesterday. Whatever. This week for when this comes out is in the aftermath of the shootings in Atlanta, right? Which were against female sex worker Asian women. Sorry, sex, whatever. You get me.
Asian sex workers who were women.
Thank you. Yeah. Who were women. Thank you. Exactly. You know, there were people who were expressing their sentiments about specifically anti-Asian hate in comedy, right?
Yeah.
Because I think we talked about it on the last podcast too. I think it's fucking pretty normal and actually necessary that we should be questioning, like, if we say that anti-Asian hate and racism and narratives and stereotypes are in our culture, then like what keeps upholding them in our culture?
Right.
It's, you know, everybody's quick to be like the media, and it's like, yeah, for sure, the media is a bad guy, but like also, is it in our jokes? Is it in our language? Is it in the things that we think is safe to attack? You know, like,
yeah.
So people were having these conversations, and then this comic who I don't know and I don't follow actually, but like I've seen her around, like retweeted into my shit and whatnot. She tweeted something basically, I don't know, to the effect of like, in the aftermath of all this stuff, like we should be reconsidering how we ourselves participate in perpetrating anti-Asian hate, right?
Yeah.
And I think it was like vague like that, right? And than another comic. And so, like, so far I'm not naming names because I'm going to establish the situation and then ask you a question.
Okay.
And then another comic, he took the time to go and dig through her tweets. And, you know, you have to search because I've tried to find my own old tweets. I literally have never tried to cancel someone on their tweets. I just know I've tried. I'm like, I think I've tweeted this before, you know, so yeah. Then I had to like find my old thing.
I have a group of people who go through mine for me.
Yeah. Okay. And so what they do is like your screen name and then they have to find the terms. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not one of the first five that you would think of to search. No, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's,
yeah. It's like
clearly
way down
it took
there.
A while.
Yeah, yeah, like it was like it took some digging, so it's like this is malicious, you know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? You're research for a joke, is that the best, like, in the most positive spin, that's what you can say. You were doing research for a joke, so you fucking look for whatever thing you can find. And he does find a joke that is racist and tasteless, and he screen grabs both the tasteless old joke, racist old joke, and the like current joke, the current tweet that's like, we shouldn't do Asian hate, right? Puts them into one tweet and retweets it like, oh, I don't know, man down or something like that. I don't know, whatever. And, you know, after that, should we just jump straight to like, so then she got fired. So, okay, no, wait, hold on. Before she got fired, this is crazy. Okay, so, okay, let's stop there. So this is where it started, right? This is the first thing we see yesterday is one comic tried to say, like, a thing, like, make a statement about how we should try to do better in our jokes and in our language, and then another comic was like, oh, is this you, basically, right?
Yeah.
And the thing for me is, like, it's tough, you know, because I think, like, people think that we make this podcast specifically to, like, talk shit about people. And they don't realize that, like, that's what we have our hangs for.
Yeah, no, you know, it's like, after the show.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's not the purpose of the show. So, like, I am actually conflicted as to whether or not to talk about this because in full, like, what do you call it? Disclosure. There we go. Full disclosure. Like I said, I don't know the comic who did the first tweet. And I do know the comic who did the second tweet, the gotcha tweet, right?
Yeah.
And even knowing, like, I don't know, even knowing him and knowing that I know that he's a nice person in a lot of ways, this whole situation encapsulates so much about, like, what's wrong individually with comics, with this, like, perception of cancel culture, with, like, this inability to just, like, apologize for something you regret saying. This, if a comic apologizes, then all the other comics turn on you and you're a fucking pussy. You know, like, what the fuck? This is insane. And so to go from, like, okay, oh, I know what it was. Okay. So in, oh, all right. So that's the reason that I haven't mentioned names yet, right? And maybe we will at some point. But I just want to make it clear that to me, this is not about canceling either one of these comics for either one of their old or current jokes or anything. It's about this interaction, right? And what I just remembered is that the comic, let's call them LA comic and New York comic, just to be fucking rude. Yeah? Just to be fucking assholes about
okay.
this. And, like, admit that I'm betraying my own kind. LA comic. She, in her original tweet, she alluded to Shane. What's Shane's last name?
Gillis. I just forgot.
Gillis, thank you. She alluded to Shane's situation where he made jokes or he did accents, right? Asian stereotype accents.
Yeah.
And so in her tweet, she was like, you know, we people who make jokes like this, we need to realize, like, oh, we shouldn't be doing this. Like, we're part of this, right?
Yeah.
And so supposedly, I guess, the motivation for the New York comic to do this gotcha tweet was because he's friends with Shane, right? So it was this thing of like, oh, well, you're going to talk about my friend. I'm going to bring up the fact that you're a hypocrite because you're doing exactly the same thing as my friend, right?
Right.
You also have dirty Asian racist laundry in your fucking past. So he's like equating these two things. And his intention supposedly is just to point out that she's a hypocrite. But in reality, what you're doing is, quote, canceling another comic for something they said in their past.
Yeah, the cycle of canceling.
In the same way, exactly. You're mad that people canceled Shane for something he said in his past, right?
Yeah.
And now let's talk about, like, the Shane versus LA comic situation, right? Because that's what we're still calling her. Sorry for everybody who's not in, like, whatever. I'm not going to perpetuate the fucking hate. We're just going to bring you into the situation. And so, LA comic, here's the difference. Shane is how fucking old? I love you, Shane. I'm sorry. I do think you're a pretty fun and nice guy. But, like, it's so fucked up because I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess I like races. I don't know. Cancel me, too. So, I know that he didn't have as much of a negative intention as people want to portray onto, like, his comedy. Neither did this girl, LA comic, in the thing that she tweeted, right? Mm-hmm. But the whole point of her tweet was that it doesn't have to be malicious. It just has to be that you keep spreading these ideas of it's okay to make fun of these type of people, right? And when you equate the two situations, Jake, Shane is a grown-ass man who was making a podcast with another grown-ass man and chose to do this accent and chose to do this thing. He lost a potential job because they found this thing. Okay, that's where the similarity is. LA comic girl, woman, sorry. Ugh, my boss doesn't like it when you say girl. Sorry. She yells at
we'll
me.
We'll call her LA woman, like the Doors.
Yeah, LA
song.
Woman, exactly. LA woman... is like early 20s, Jake. When she tweeted this horrible tweet, she was 17 years old. She was in high school. And here's the thing. I'm not saying that makes it okay. To her point, this shit permeates our society. We find it like, oh, people laugh at it, so we think it's okay to say it, and then we say it, and then people laugh at it. It's a fucking cycle, right?
Yeah.
So what drives me really crazy is all these, like, people who are like, oh, cancel culture is a fucking cancer on society and whatever. Their main beef is, I don't know, that sounded really outdated. Their main concern is that there's, like, no path to redemption, right? They're like, oh, you just, like, want to cancel people for old shit that they said, and there's no way that they can just, like, be a better person and get better and whatever. But those same motherfucking people, when LA comic woman is like, hey, actually, I acknowledge that I said that and I accept that there are consequences to my words and my actions, and this is a useful conversation, all the replies to New York comics fucking gotcha tweet are, oh, she fucking internalized cancel culture. What a cuck.
Right.
I can't believe she apologized. Ugh. You guys won't let each other apologize. And then you're like, how could we possibly come back from cancellation? What the fuck are you talking about? It's insane, dude. And you're turning into hypocrites and, like, attacking each other. Like, okay, sorry. I'm going to stop my rant there. Tell me what you think, Jake.
I have so...
Go on.
So many thoughts. God. Okay, first, I just wanted to read something. I'm going to read a tweet from a guy. We'll call him Long Island Guy. So Long Island Guy tweeted, these are two tweets that somebody pulled up and put next to each other. The LA woman's of the world, and then in parentheses, never heard of her and no one else has. Always tell us they're on a journey and they're pure and righteous and good. Anything offensive they said is a part of the journey. If we say something offensive, it's evidence of evil. That seems strange. And here's the second thing that he tweeted at a different date in the past. Kat Cohen has talent. I don't really know her, and my defense of her probably doesn't help her, but LOL, she's saying she sucks makes you look bad, especially if you've got nothing going on. Fine to not like her joke, but unless you were saying she sucked publicly last week, it seems lame now. So these two things clearly contradict each other.
That's an excellent pull, Jake. I saw that. Yeah. I now realize. So to clarify, this is not New York comic from the original conflict.
No, this is Long
Island comic.
I'll say his name. It's Tim Dillon. It's a good goddamn.
No, I think it's so funny to just be like Long Island comic.
Long Island Tim. That's a fucking guy that we talk about all the time. He's an asshole. I'm sorry, my words, not Luis's.
Actually, he like fooled me always, and he was nice to me to my face. I don't know what to tell you. He's been in show business since he was very young, so I think it's just like a thing that he does.
He was a dick to me very early on.
But I never hung out with him or anything like that. He was just very, and so yeah. So it's weird to then hear from other people that he's like a complete dick to them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it's weird.
Well, people like that
I guess
are
I'm industry after all. It turns out
that's the thing. You're industry, so you're somebody that's not not supposed to be a dick to. I was not a known comic when he was a dick to me, so he was assuming that I would go away because that's statistically likely, and it didn't happen. So that's I'm around. You should not be rude to people if you're a comic because anyone could pop off and then they are like this.
Be around forever.
Word of advice.
Yeah. Do you want to say something? Well, okay. Interesting. Maybe this is like a side note, but it is a Tim Dillon related side note.
Long Island guy.
Yeah. No, well, we already said it. So it's just really funny. Okay. Because then, okay. The podcast fans, you guys are crazy. I don't know. I love a lot of you, but some of you are fucking crazy. And there's like a bunch that listen to both our side and their side, for lack of a better term, right?
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. And then they'll like report back. You know, just like
what
they
a bunch
go
of
and
fucking losers.
Yeah, exactly. So then, like, just like they go and like tell, and like this person that told me this thing I'm about to say is a nice guy, so you're not a fucking loser. But there's like people who clip audio and fucking tell on people from podcasts. And
go play Dark Souls or something. What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. Get a life. But this was an interesting DM that I just got from somebody that listens to a lot of podcasts. It was just like, hey, you should listen to the last Whitney Cummings episode. And I was like, oh, like, why would I do that? You know, and it's like, well, it's just like an interesting conversation. She had Tim Dillon on as a guest. And I'm like, oh, okay. And so then he's like, there was one point in the conversation where Tim was trying to convince Whitney to move to Austin. And he was like telling her all the reasons, the money they're going to make, all the other people that are moving there, how like the rooms are going to be packed. But, and Whitney straight up was just like, no, like, I know what you guys are doing down there. I know it's going to fucking be really successful and everything, but I just, like, I'd rather not get my fans that way. I'll get my fans, like, another way.
Good for her.
Dude, which to me is, like, big. Like, I should go listen to the fucking thing. This is totally secondhand, but whatever.
Yeah. No, that rules. That's very cool.
But it's, yeah, it's, but even more than rules, it's just, like, interesting that, like, you know, when we talk about the fans thing, even today, New York comic, oh, we haven't gotten to the fact, Jake, that then, like, after LA Comic got fired from her job. Oh, did we get to that yet? I don't even feel like we got to
No, we said it. She got fired.
Okay, yeah. So, oh, because New York Comic went viral with the calling her out tweet.
Yeah.
Right? And then she replied to it being like, yeah, this is true. I did tweet this. And, you know, this is exactly the kind of thing that I was talking about. And I think this is, like, a useful conversation that we're all having. Boom, all of his fans answered to her tweet, you're a fucking cuck, I can't believe you're apologizing, oh my god, you fucking have internalized all this lib shit, you're a libtard, all this, right? And then, because New York Comics tweet goes viral and everybody, like, sees this in comedy world, like, obviously, the thing is, like, New York Comic now is trying to be like, well, I didn't first find the shit, I just shared it or something, but you're her peer. So once you're sharing it into both of your peers' circle. You know, like, it's not the same as some other person. Like, what are you talking about, dude? You contributed to this. You're the one that went fucking viral with it. So he goes viral. And LA Comic gets fired from her job writing for a TV show or a TV network or whatever. She posted, it's true what you heard. I lost my job. It sucks, but I recognize that there are consequences to your words, and it is what it is, basically, you know, like, owning it, you know?
Yeah.
And the New York Comic screen grabs that and is like, oh, whoa, 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 this is too far. Like, I can't believe they fired her. This is so fucked up. Cancel culture. Jake, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then the replies to him are, like, some comics being like, dude, you did this. Like, what are you talking about? And then, like, honestly, LA Comics, because I haven't seen any New York comics stand up for her. And it's probably going to remain, like, I don't know. We'll see. And then there are the fanboys replying, being like, oh, well, nah, I mean, that's how it goes, man. That's how it goes. You know, you fucking try to cancel people, you're going to get canceled too. So then I'm like, oh, so is New York guy going to get canceled next?
Right. Shouldn't he then, by yeah, the rules?
Exactly.
Of...
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about? When does the stupid domino effect end, you fucking idiots? If you look at the replay, it's just horrible, Jake. And so then New York comic sends out another tweet being like, hey, comedy fans and podcast fans, you should never send rape and death threats and whatever to women that we are having arguments that comics and podcasts.
This is like the original tweet, like fucking
Jake. This is why I'm like, what the fuck, dude? If we're not friends anymore, I understand why. Because you could, why you don't want to talk to me? Because I would be like, what are you doing right now?
You sound like the thing that you canceled. You easily could go through his tweets and find something that is rape and death threaty.
Yeah,
and then go, hey, is this you? And it's just fucking cycle would go all over again. I'm sorry, absolutely, I know the guy. Dude. Like,
no, I know, and he's so funny, and that's why I'm like, why are you on that side of this? You shouldn't. Whatever. This is. I'm not defending. I'm neither defending anybody's anti-Asian fucking tweets and podcasts, nor am I defending this fucking cancellation bullshit to another. I don't know what you're like. What are you doing? So he sends out this tweet now, Jake. That's like, fans of comedy, fans of podcasts, don't send rape threats, don't send death threats to women that we have arguments with. I know that you think you're helping, but that makes us look bad. Okay? So here's the thing. Here's the thing. I liked it. Oh, shit. Now people can find it by like going in my likes. My bad. Well, anyway, I liked it.
Fucking know who we're talking about. Yeah, anyone exactly. That wants to know, we'll figure it out. This is a politeness that we're doing and using.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm really not, this is not about canceling the person, but about thinking about how you're all choosing a fucking ideological side here that is stupid. It is stupid. So he says to his fans, you know, like, don't do this. And here's the thing. It's like, I liked it, Jake, because not one before him has even bothered to do that. All right.
Yeah.
Like literally every single one does the thing of like, oh, I can't control my fans. And he did it too. But then he at least is like, hey, look at me telling you guys don't do this shit. Right. It might be performative. He might think it's funny. He might be, but at least it's fucking somebody saying it to them for once. I'm not saying it's going to change anything, but it's like a step forward. Right.
It's definitely it's something that when people go, I can't control it. It's like, why don't you at least try? You know
what they like? They fucking repeat the things you say. They fucking do what you like. No, what are you talking about? If they attack people that you attack, they will also not attack people that you don't attack.
Interject this far in because there's a lot going on here.
Yeah.
The main fucking like takeaway I have, bird's eye view of this whole thing, is just that these people are fucking stupid. Like everyone involved is so profoundly stupid, and the situation is so fucking stupid. It's not. None of this seems that malicious. Even the worst people involved, I think, are just fucking morons, you know, like the reply guys and stuff.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, there are some of those reply guys seem malicious, and apparently maybe she did get death and rape threats. I don't, like I said, now she locked her account, so I can't see all her tweets and shit.
Yeah.
So I only like, I'm seeing like the secondhand story on in terms of her side, but like, it's just this, it's not okay. Okay, like I do think the New York comic thought he was making a joke. Right, like I do think that was his intention. But it was not a joke. It was just you being like, "Oh, is this you?"
No, it was him tattling the way that those people say that they fucking hate. It's narcs on both sides.
But Jake, to your point last week about like in groups and shit, where you're allowed to do these jokes, that shit should have gone to the fucking group text, right? Where you want to like laugh about how she's a hypocrite,
right? But it's not. This is part of a culture war.
Yeah.
The other half of the fucking culture war is that. Is people trying to prove, oh, these woke people are like, okay, look, there's two sides to this. I did a long thread about this, by the way. I'm not going to fucking reread the whole thing or whatever, but like, you know.
I muted Jake on Twitter. That's what it is.
Did you really?
No, I didn't. No, I like your shit all the time.
Did you report me? Is that why I'm fucking banned on it?
No, I didn't report you.
Okay, so I'm going to be a fucking obnoxious, like, communist about this or whatever, but like,
okay,
the beginning of this thing, because the first thing that she did is she referred to Shane Gillis getting fired from SNL, and like I've said this a million times, I'm gonna say it again, right? Shane Gillis got fired from SNL not because of cancel culture, because of capitalism.
Thank you.
SNL does not care good or bad. They're not anti-racist. They're not racist. Yeah. They're a thing that exists to make money. Lorne Michaels is a fucking Republican. You know, if you get fired from something like that, it is tempting to say, oh, I got fired because of cancel culture. Or, the other side of this is like, oh, racism, right? Capitalism is the reason that he got fucking fired. And you have to understand that at the basis to understand what's going on, right? And so, on the one side, you know, this LA person, I like her. And I think she's, for the most part, making a good point. But I also, you have to understand, I am a reformed edgelord. Like, I understand the point of view that someone would...
Well, you don't like the grandstanding to begin with.
I understand why people would at least criticize it. Because this mass shooting happens. All these people are starting to cash in on, like, the, oh, we're going to talk about Asians and stuff like that. And it's really weird. Honestly, the mass shooting, I've been reading a lot about. I did, like, an episode of PDA for it. Yeah. The guy was motivated by Christian, misogynistic, like, anti-sex work stuff.
That's what
I
said on fucking Kenzo's pod,
It was mostly that. But there's no, it's not mutually exclusive. He was also, he said he was going to kill a bunch of Asian people. He was racist.
Exactly. What's
interesting is it is not profitable to, in the mainstream media, to talk about sex workers. It's a third rail issue. It is profitable to make vague platitudes about race. So all of the fucking normie-ass libs and liberal media stuff right now is all like, we gotta say something about racism, right? And this is like, you know, meaningless. Like, it's not gonna do anything. Like, it's not effective material change. It's gonna affect anyone's lives. So there is a point of view where you can look at a comic who's going, hey, everyone, I wanna take a stand and talk about racism and go, like, you're just cashing in on this, yada, 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 right? I can't remember exactly what she said about Shane Gillis. I mean, if she's going to accuse him of, you know, perpetuating culture and stuff like that, I think that maybe that's where she stuck her neck out a little bit, and that's where you do invite people to go, well, you know, you might have done the same thing, right? But the point that she was making about culture being an aspect of this is not inherently wrong. It's just, if you're a leftist or you're a Marxist or whatever, and you understand this stuff, it's frustrating when people only talk about race. And you do often kind of want to accuse people of being a little disingenuous and going, like, you know, if you're not in this for the entire material revolution, you're just kind of pandering when you talk about racism. And I think that's as far as I will really go in criticizing her, because I think, you know, it's a tweet and it's like, okay, you maybe poked this fucking bear a little bit, but, you know, ultimately I'm not gonna throw the baby out the bathwater. Culture is like a real thing. Like, we should be being more conscious about the stuff we say. That being said, I also do think, you know, racism could be funny. Like, another thing that's important about this, I just got one big thing I want to get out, is that, like, there's two sides of the fucking culture war. One of them is, you know, we need to talk about jokes because jokes can be offensive and hurtful. And another one is, fuck you, jokes are funny. And the problem is, both of those things are simultaneously true. Neither side wants to admit that the other side is true. Jokes that are hurtful can be funny, and jokes can be hurtful, and they can be fucking funny. And it's all together. So, like, I also understand what was happening when Shane Gillis fucking said the shit that he said, and when she made the joke that she made when she was 17. These are not evil things. These are just people were told, you're in a situation, you're a young person, you're supposed to make jokes. And people want to accuse these people of racist essentialism. Like, oh, I caught one. I figured out that you're secretly racist, right? And if you said something in the past, that must mean that you're currently racist. But the problem is, that's a really weird way to go about defining racism, in my opinion. I think racism is not a thing that you are, it's a thing that you do. And so if you say, oh, you did something racist in the past, the person then has the option to either go, like the LA comic did, you're right, you know what, I'm gonna fucking not do that anymore, this has been a learning experience, wow, what a fucking wonderful thing it is to be alive. Or the other thing, which is what the right wing people do in this situation, is they take it as an essentialist argument, and they go, how dare you accuse me of being a racist? And in response to that, because I think that's bullshit and I'm not a racist, and since I'm not a racist but I said something that was fucking racially toned, I'm going to orient the entire argument to be about that and how everyone is a hypocrite and everyone says these things and then accuses other people of being racist. And it's like, you're racist too. But what people don't understand, it's like, you're right. LA comic is a little racist. New York comic is a little racist. That's how racism works. Yeah. Everyone kind of is engaged in this stuff, but because it's a thing you do and not a thing that you are, that's what the conversation is about. It's like, hey, how do we keep moving in a way where this stuff doesn't actually have negative effects, right?
Right.
You can tell racist jokes in private with people who are consenting. It doesn't, it's not really actively socially, institutionally racist when you do it like that. But when it's in public, yeah, you fucking gotta curb that shit because the wrong person can be affected by it, you know?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess you could say that, like, doing it in private also will fucking lead to some shit, but whatever, I'm not even going to pick up that mantle, because I think you're making a good point, but, like, let's talk about how this conversation is happening, right, because you're right, that this is what they should be being, like, oh, the thing you're pointing at, the essentialist versus the, like, a behavioral, viewpoint of racist accusations is a perfect point of view. But I would also even add a tribalism to it, right? Where, to me, you know, the reason that I choose to call them LA comic and New York comic is not just because that's where they are or whatever, but because, Jake, I do think there's something to the fact that, like, in LA comics, original tweet, right? She was making an important point and she chose to use Shane as her example. Even though she didn't name him, everybody in comedy knows this is who you're talking
about, yeah.
Right? When I saw tweets from another comic in LA who was very much tackling the fact that within LA comedy, there is a plethora of Asian racist jokes and comedy happening, specifically because there is a higher concentration of Asian comics and Asian audience members there than there are here in New York, right?
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, especially for like the Oakland scene and the San Francisco scene. And there, you know, like this other comic's tweet, what he's an LA comic. He did time in New York too. It's like a prison, right? So he had this thread going on that was just like about the fact that like he was naming venues, okay, being like at this venue, 50% of the lineup would do Asian jokes, right? Talking about the fact that it was more commonplace there than anywhere else that he has lived, okay?
Yeah.
So to me, the fact that this LA comic chooses to make a point about anti-Asian sentiments in jokes and chooses to go after somebody who's specifically outside of her network and her bubble says something. And then we go to New York comic, who claims has, like, I think we would both agree, has stood on the side of anti-cancel culture, anti-SJW shit, right? That kind of shit. He proceeds to then engage in cancel culture.
Right.
Right? To do exactly... So then they're in his... So within New York, because I'm trying to be like, how do I not make this about anybody specifically? But honestly, within New York, this comic himself, I think, would agree with like, oh, you can't throw comics under the bus, right? Don't you think he would agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. All those fucking people say that, but they do it all the time.
Yes. And so, oh, it's never okay to talk shit about a comic, to throw a comic under the bus, unless it's a woman comic in LA talking about your friend. Like, what's the, makes it okay?
No, but it was always a qualifier. It's been me a million fucking times. It can be guys. It can be, literally anyone who they decide.
Yeah, this but doesn't I think it should be fucking plainly said, Jake. Like, in terms of purity tests, right? Which is something that, like, the right throws at the left a lot. Let's do this purity test for both sides, dude. The reality is, both of you are tinged with this thing of, like, even when you wanted to so-called speak out, you were not able to do it within the realm of your network. You had to do it against somebody outside of it. You know what I mean? Like, there's something to the fact that within your group, you're willing to keep fucking contributing to it staying the way that it is, but you're willing to grandstand about it against somebody outside of your group.
Yeah.
Even though you're both fucking peers. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
Sick, dude.
That's
sick,
a pretty good point.
And then I want to bring up another thing, which is another New York, right? Because of this cancel. Okay. So current New York comic number one, who's engaged in the current thing that we're talking about, he is clearly an anti-cancel culture dude who then just engaged in cancel culture, right? A few months ago, we had another New York dude, right? Who's more of an alti guy. You'll get with me in a second. And he...
can't deal with all these code names.
Yeah. And he is not an anti-cancel culture guy. I think anti-cancel culture guys would call him an SJW guy, right?
Okay, sure.
And he went after another comic. It's so weird to say went after, but basically he dug up somebody's old tweets or old videos and whatever and was like, this comic is racist, right? Did this racist thing. And then it turned around, like people turned it around on him and found that he had done also all these racist tweets. Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
So then he also like got canceled. But so you see what I mean? Like what I'm trying to say is like, this isn't a culture war thing of like the right versus the left. It's like, you're all losing your mind. You're all losing your fucking minds. How about we talk about people make mistakes, people learn and grow. The only way we change is by having open conversations about shit. The path to redemption is to acknowledge, first of all, that you did something and then actually sincerely apologize. And if you apologize, you're not a fucking cuck. Like, what the fuck is happening? Are we in a kindergarten class, Jake?
Yeah, we kind of are. Look, listen, let me tell you my fucking grand theory of what's going on here. Cancel culture is like really complicated because I often say it isn't real, but I mean it is. It's just what it is. It's not what we're defining it as. So,
yeah.
Think about like authoritarian states, like I'm just gonna say it, fucking China. I don't care if you're tanky and you listen to this show. Yeah. Like, there's authoritarian shit going on there. There's cameras everywhere and stuff. There's censorship of the internet. There's like, you know, the censorship that Republicans refer to when they say cancel culture is 1984 Orwell. It's not happening in the U.S. It doesn't happen in capitalism. It happens in, you know, authoritarian situations.
Yeah.
The police literally deciding what you can and can't say, right? We have the inverse here. Instead of a force from the top coming down and telling you you can and can't say this and you're going to go to jail, we have a free market where you're literally free to say whatever you want, but the forces of capitalism will prevent you from rising if you are a Shane Gillis and you get caught in this fucking... That was capitalism that caught him.
Also, LA Comic.
Right.
LA Comic. All of it. Like, that network doesn't want to be associated with you because you tweeted that shit.
Right.
Like,
Adult Swim, has no business canceling somebody for racism. They fucking put Family Guy on the air every night. I know. Right? But
totally crazy.
They didn't fire this person because of racism. Yeah. They fired them because it became a liability and their company exists to make money, right? So we have this situation where no one understands that the thing that you're actually mad about is capitalism. You say it's cancel culture. Cancel culture is a much more, like, sexy sort of fucking thing to target. It's like a scapegoat. The idea that there is like a tendency among people to tear each other down, right? And that is, it does exist and it is bad and we do need to talk about it. On the other end of the fucking spectrum though, talking about racism, you know, it's like one of the things that LA Comic implied in what you were saying that I didn't agree with really is that, I mean, not at least in a one-to-one direct way, is that like the mass shooting happened because directly, like, when we make jokes, we contribute to that. You sort of, but hold on, Louise, let me just fucking get to my point, because I know it's, I know that pissed you off. but, like, you know, there is a criticism of that you could make where, you know, imagine you're somebody who's offended by hearing that, because you're like, hey, man, like, I'm really unracist, but fucking, I make jokes sometimes, and me and my friends of color enjoy them and stuff, and it's like, it's not that simple. And also, that's a very neoliberal American way of going about things, because we blame everything on culture and then we don't give you health insurance and we fucking make it to where you have to work in a spa and then you get shot up and it's like, you know, fucking fuck you, right? So my point here is we have resorted to the culture war of like being on one side or the other of this, and I honestly think the liberal side is the right side to be on, because the culture thing is still real and the cancel culture thing is fucking stupid. Like, who gives a shit who gets to be a comedian? But this is but it's not as important as like racism, right? It's just not. The reason this is happening is because we are living in a fucking vacuum of power where we don't have, all of these people are on the same side as each other in terms of class, and like, we should be fucking fighting for a better world. The thing that people are mad about, oh, I'm not getting jobs, oh, people are getting killed, these are fucking class issues. Like, these are things that we could be on the same side of an actual fight against, you know, the people that are keeping all this stuff from happening, like, together. But the thing is, what we're doing is we're taking the pitfalls of capitalism and then we're letting ourselves get distracted by scapegoats. Oh, it's racism. Oh, it's fucking cancel culture. The thing is, racism and cancel culture are both real, But they are bad because they affect people in negative ways that would be rendered meaningless in a more equitable society. So if you actually had your stupid fucking Andrew Yang UBI and free health insurance and a fucking easy way to live, it wouldn't be the end of the world if you lost a comedy writing job. It just wouldn't, because you could still just hang out and be a comedian.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And racism, you know, I mean, there's like I think it's a Fred Hampton quote. I can't remember. Somebody fucking said it. It's something along the lines of, you know, I don't care about if there's a white man out there that wants to kill me. I care if there's a white man out there that can kill me, right? So the material conditions that allow you to hurt and suffer, those are the things that catalyze and enable racism. Racism is still a thing. We still need to talk about it and stuff. But people are purposely distracting you from the fucking issue. So we are caught here in this cycle of arguing about something that none of us have any fucking power over. And
okay, so this is where I have to jump in, though, because this is where you say, like, oh, of course we have to keep talking about it and we don't have any power. I'm like, but talking about it is our fucking power, Jake. That is our power. Because, okay, so, you know, when you said, like, LA comic, when she's saying this thing, like, it seems like she's being, like, it's a direct one-for-one, or even, like, implying a little bit that it might be related, the shooting, to the joke, by this, specifically by this person, even. I agree with you. It was unnecessary. Like, she could have made her point without trying to point to another specific comic. Again, especially when there are plenty of examples within LA. But I do think, because you could accuse me of the same thing, like, you know, I feel bad all the time about, like, not being an organizer and not doing, like, real change in the world and spending my time trying to convince comics that they should care about the words that they choose. You know, like, that's pretty fucking stupid to some people. And I have gotten bullshit of, like, this is dumb. You know, like, what are you doing? But if we have any power, it is speaking to our peers. It is speaking within our circle. It is talking to the people who can hear us and will hear us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it has to be a good faith argument. And no one trusts each other in this situation.
I know, man. But, like, that's what I'm saying. So then it does have to be this thing of, like, if you could trust that, like, what I'm trying to say is, like, oh, we should do our part, right? Like, comics, you know, there's, like, a common thing in the last few years where people are like, oh, I can't believe we're holding comics up to higher standards than politicians, you know? And it's like, I agree. Crazy that comics are more held to certain standards than politicians and shit like that. But you know what standards you should be held to? What the fuck is in your jokes, dude? That is what your standard should be. It should be considered. Okay, so to go to another thing, you know, you're saying this thing of, like, the jokes that you enjoy, and you're hearing this as a comic, let's say, or even as a comedy fan, and you're like, I know that I'm not racist, I know that I'm not hateful, but I like this kind of comedy, I like making this kind of jokes. That reaction, even though I sympathize with it, is an individualistic reaction that puts the individual above the group. It says, my enjoyment of this type of comedy supersedes how this type of comedy might be contributing to the negative material experience of people around me.
Yeah.
Right? And so you can't divorce those two things, Jake. You have to be like...
No, I agree. And that's why I think that the cultural thing is real. Like, it's a real... people got hella mad at me. Liberals, honestly, got hella mad at me the other day, because I was talking about this and I was like, you know, listen, as much as we want to fucking do a gotcha witch hunt thing whenever we dig up somebody's old tweets and go, I found out someone's secretly a racist person. Yeah. You know, what's happening, the reason specifically, and I was kind of alluding to this the last time we talked, but, like, I think I kind of didn't quite get there, but specifically the reason that a bunch of goofy ass liberals who you wouldn't expect to have old racist tweets all have old racist tweets specifically about Asian people is because for some reasons I don't really understand and can't quite articulate, but for some reason that was the type of racism that was okay. Like, if you were a certain age and you were living in a certain time and place in America, because, you know, fucking, if you're under 100 years old, you know, you're not supposed to say the N word. Like, it's fucking taught to everyone. Right. But, you know, fuck.
But even Latino jokes were much more okay probably like 10 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, there's a fucking gradient here. There's a grayscale. Yeah. Right. But, like, here's what I'm getting at. I can empathize with these people. Because, like, when I was a kid, I remember calling people, you know, fuck. One of the things that we would do in my neighborhoods, there were Middle Eastern people, and I had some friends that we'd call them Gandhis for some reason, because I don't know. And I remember someone stopping me and going, you shouldn't say that. And I was like, huh, you're right. I was like fucking 10 years old or something. Yeah. And then I never did it again. But somebody had to stop me and like point it out. And I went like, yeah, what the fuck am I doing? And then I fucking, you know, went on with life or whatever. But the thing is, I wasn't evil before when I was saying that. I was a child, and I had my fucking experience. Yeah. And here's my main point. Racism is like, it's social. It's like part of a social, like, set of rules that we, like, operate on, especially the cultural aspect that reinforces all this stuff. And so when you have people that have old tweets, what I'm saying is cut them some slack, because they clearly, what they were saying was acceptable at the time. Otherwise, someone would have stopped them. But
no, you're right. But
what I'm saying, what I'm saying is that, like, that's how this works. So racism is not a thing you are; it's a thing you do, right? And so, when you have somebody like LA Comic who's saying, "I said that back then. I didn't understand it was wrong. Now I do," that means that the culture progressed, which is what's supposed to fucking happen. And that's
Did the individual. Right?
Yeah.
So that's where, like, you cannot decouple these things, because culture can leave individuals behind, individuals can leave culture behind. It has to be coupled. You know, for all of my friends who are, like, not the SJW crowd, you know, because, Jake, I've been around comedy for a long time, and I have liked edgy comedy always, and I've been friends with all these dudes that are, like, now in the fucking list of, like, hang out with possible Nazis and shit like that, you know, like, I'm extremely troubled. And what I would like them to hear is this thing, that it's like, when we woke people talk about anti-racism, this is what we mean. It's like, exactly what you said, Jake. Racism is in our society. It is in what, like, cues us to, like, the first time you told a joke when you were a kid and you got a laugh and you realized you liked that and you wanted to do it again, you start to pick up cues of what society thinks is funny and okay and cute and good, and you get a pat on the head. And some of that shit is racist, all right? So you actually have to be consciously anti-racist if you do not consider yourself to be a racist person. It's no longer enough. It honestly was never enough, but, like, it definitely is not now to be like, well, it was okay at this time. There is no other way other than acknowledging and talking about it and moving forward, accepting it. But there's, like, this whole side of them just being like, absolutely not. I'm going to own it. Man, I don't want to keep throwing other comics, but, like, recently there was, like, another New York comic, a woman this time who does characters and stuff, and she had done a character years ago that was like,
I brought her up already.
Yeah, a very stereotypical black name, black woman's name, and a very stereotypical black voice, right? As you, whatever, imagine that. And somebody, another comic, ooh, an LA comic again, you see, my theory stands where you only attack each other from the outgroups. So an LA comic dug up the video from Facebook of New York comic doing her black woman impression or whatever.
Yeah.
And she posted it on Twitter and was like, wasn't this you? And so then New York woman comic, who's an established, like, beloved woman comic here in New York, or just comic in New York. Sorry, I don't know why I put woman in front of it. She was just like, why? This is something I did so long ago, and I know better than to do it now, but why? I'm never going to apologize. Like, this is, you know, like, she took a very, like, all you had to do was be like, yeah, no, I don't do that character anymore because I realized since talking to people that it's not something I should be doing. End of fucking conversation.
Right.
Nobody else will tell you shit. So all these, like, cancel culture crazy people, stop acting like there is no road to redemption, because literally the road to redemption is listening to the people around you, thinking about whether or not you meant to say all of these things that people read into the things you said. And then if you didn't, saying, sorry, I did not mean to say those things. I will watch my fucking language for the next, you know, like, I'll consider how I frame that the next time. Forgotten, boring story. It's over. It's not going viral. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand. So we should just call this episode Page Six.
What does that mean?
You're not old enough for this. Or maybe, is it still happening? I don't even know. I just have always heard it is. I've never read it, but apparently page six is like the part of the newspaper where they tell you like all the gossip.
Oh, I haven't read a newspaper in fucking years, man.
Yeah, me neither. And I think, so I know about it historically, is that where it came from is that there used to be like blind items in newspapers. You remember that? Do you remember that term?
Yeah.
So a blind item was like people would write articles, basically like this podcast, and be like, Mr. X was seen doing blah. And then just like straight up tell on people, but like not give their names. But then everybody who was in the know was like, oh, I know Mr. X is. Yeah. So we're going to call this episode page six, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't even fucking thought about the chuds that much in this episode, but like it is interesting because I think underlying this, it is like people don't realize how ideological their worldviews are. Dude. Like, even people that say, oh, I'm not political, it's like, no, you still are. You're not actively thinking about it. And like, honestly, the question underlying the fucking crust of this whole thing in both camps, I think, is like, how should I live? What's a just society? How do I make things better? Yeah. You know? And like, I think that liberals are a little feckless and that like, we live in America, right? What is that Mark Fisher quote? Like, it's harder to imagine the end of the world than the end of, or the end of capitalism, the end of the world. I said it backwards, I think. But like, we're just stuck in capitalism. We can't fucking get around it. And so, yeah, liberals who like, the only way we can think of is, well, I get better representation in movies and all this like feckless stuff that everyone makes fun of them for. And they're like, this ain't it, you know? And then you've got people on the right wing that can't even imagine, like, even thinking about the end of capitalism. So it's, like, you understand why these people are frustrated is because they're like, capitalism is the universe. It's the universe we live in. So it's a huge deal that people are getting fired and hired and stuff like that. And also, since it's the only game in town and the only thing that works, there's this, like, weird pathology I think you get into when you're like, your point of view about capitalism is like, it's perfect and it's the reason that things are ordered in the universe. And also it's not working right now. And the reason it's not working is because of these fucking people, but it's a golden fucking scientific machine and yada, yada. Cause all these fucking people like chuds reply guys that get at me, they're all like, well, why don't you work harder? And you know, if you were fucking funnier, you'd be doing better. And they're all, you know, they're capitalists. They're like free market people. They're like, oh, you know, the Legion of Skanks are so good. Cause they make the same all this money, right?
To being canceled too. When it's not one of their faves, they're like, oh, that's what happens. That's the invisible hand of cancellation you shouldn't have said it then if you didn't want to be canceled. And it's like, oh, is that what you were saying when Shane got canceled?
Right, exactly. Because like, that's fucking, what do you mean? Is capitalism good or is it not? Like, is it only when it's working for you? Okay, well, fuck, right? That's the problem, right? And the thing is, I think that if you understand that the system doesn't actually work, then you will be less deranged about someone getting hired or fired or whatever, because it undoes all these myths that are living in your head, which are like, that SNL hires people because they think that they're funny and then that they listen
to innate talent.
Or that they like listen to like the Twitter mob because they care what it says. They don't give a fuck what it says. They just hear people saying, I won't buy this. So I'm not going to just go where the money is, you know?
Totally. No, I think we're good. We got it all out. This saves me a Twitter thread that I didn't need to get into. I did one sarcastic tweet and then I was like, I'm going to not get into this. On Twitter, I'm gonna let it all out on Why You Mad. We're gonna do a Patreon episode next. Yeah, we got one good email that has like four questions. It's gonna cover the whole fucking episode.
Let's do it.
So if you want to hear that episode, sign up for our Patreon. If you already signed up for the drunk thing, sorry about that.
We'll do another one.
If you were trying to wingman me, that's enough of that. Thank you so much. And I don't have any plugs. Jake. Oh, we should. Well, we'll tweet about it from the show, but we've done a bunch of podcasts this week together and stuff. So we'll fucking tweet about that shit. But also PDA, right?
Well, yeah. Also, I'm banned from Twitter for the week. So you like either of my shows, please promote them for me because I can't. Yeah. So retweets would be appreciated. Also, if you want a wingman for me, I would love it if my podcast got me laid.
Mine kind of worked. All right. Nice. I shouldn't. We'll talk about it all there.
All right.
It kind of worked. Thanks, everybody, for your help.
All right. Bye. by